Welcome to the second episode of Half Baked, the podcast where we talk about various topics and our recipe of the week. Good to see you again.
Okay.
Got a couple of topics, right? This is a holiday version of the program, so don't expect the full gamut of topics, jokes, and other entertainment.
Yeah.
We will have recipe of the week. We will choose it at random.
We'll just open up the cookbook and choose a recipe.
Yep. Always exciting to eat that way. Yeah. Topic number one, inventions. You remember last week? We're trying to solicit the scientific community out there to help us with some of our inventions.
Yeah, and so our first invention topic is shoes that walk for you.
Yes. Automation, right? Self-propelled, Segway, skateboards. Right. Doesn't make sense.
But this is different than any other shoes that would walk for you.
Right. Now, right shoe has to know what the left shoe is doing. Left shoe has to know what the right shoe is doing. So there'd have to be some sort of communication.
Bluetooth,
I think. A couple processors. Bluetooth
so
connection between the right and left.
If this is going to be an enhanced podcast, so if you look at the album art, it should have probably already changed to a picture of a shoe. That's a shoe, in case you're wondering.
Has a little impeller in the front there coming out your toes.
Yeah. It's on each side of each shoe.
So it's a traction device, much like a snowmobile.
Yeah, and it just turns in it.
Does it spring you up?
Actually,
I think if the right sprang up while the left came down.
I think that was another invention that we forgot about, something about jumping.
About jumping.
No.
Okay.
So
I like it.
Yeah. And also TV that follows you.
Yeah, I heard you mention that earlier this afternoon. I never caught on to what you were thinking.
Yeah, your big TV just follows you from room to room.
Levitation?
Some conveyor belts.
Okay, well, maybe we can refine that one a little bit for next week.
Yeah, but we'll include a picture.
Okay.
It probably already changed.
Next topic, dogs watching TV. This is an important topic.
I'd agree.
If you have a dog.
If you don't have a dog, then it's probably not an important topic.
Now, to get the dog's attention, various sounds.
Some barking.
Whining. And visually, they need to see dogs hiking their leg. Right?
We're barking and whining.
And this should be enjoyable to humans, too.
Yeah, just as an entertainment. Watching their dog watching TV.
I see. Okay. Well, that's just about it. I did have a thought earlier today about Save Your Brakes Day.
Isn't it someone's birthday today?
John H. Glenn Jr.
No, that's not his birthday. Isn't it a president's birthday? No.
You sure it's not John Glenn's birthday? Go back to that.
No, that didn't say it was his birthday.
Well, hang on. But he did become...
Yeah, so John H. Glenn Jr. became the first American to orbit the Earth.
A.K.A. John Glenn.
Ow! Yeah.
That's pretty important.
That he would it a president's birthday?
That he would do it on President's Day.
Whose birthday is it?
Well, I think we're celebrating Presidents Washington and or Lincoln.
So, okay.
Unless you work for the state, in which case you've already celebrated one or the other. I think Washington is first, Lincoln is second. Lincoln is the 16th. Well, no, he's the 16th president. He may have been born on the 16th, too.
It's not the 16th.
Yes, it's not the 16th. So there you have it.
It's the 20th.
Yeah. No, today is not the 16th, but we change our birthdays to be around weekends. What? My birthday is always going to be on a Monday and a Friday from now on. 3-day weekend. I'll get old faster, but I won't mind.
Every Monday and Friday?
No. Just around July-ish.
Okay.
First half of July. Take every Monday and Friday. Birthday.
Every first Monday and Friday and the half first of July. Because that probably didn't make sense.
Okay.
So...
recipe done?
No, we got recipe. And we have to... If you're a scientist that can make shoes the walk for you, then email us at halfbakedpodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I think that could happen. I want to see if there's any scientists that want to make these TVs that
follow you,
swarm and levitate around you on conveyor belts.
Kind of like at the airport, when you go to the airport, your TV is falling.
Oh, the baggage handle, the baggage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. In your house, though.
Only in your house.
Okay, so here is our recipe.
Does it stay in front of you, or does it follow behind you?
How could it stay in front of you if it's on a conveyor belt?
Yep, half-baked, here we are.
Oh, no, because we'll show you in the picture. It'll be up and to the left on the conveyor belt. Okay. Our recipe is going to be randomly selected.
Close your eyes.
It is Albanian lamb stew.
Otherwise known as Albanian lamb stew.
Yeah. So...
would you like me to read it, or do you want to take a crack at it this week?
I did it last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'll do the ingredients.
You do the ingredients.
And you do the recipe. Okay. 1 pound of lean lamb, cut into 3/4 inches cubed. Boneless shoulder or leg of lamb can be used. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil. 1 cup of water. 2 eggs. 1 cup of plain yogurt. 1/2 tablespoon of salt.
Is vegetable oil something that comes from the vegetable, or something you oil your vegetables with? Like lubrication vegetable. I know what it is. I've seen it in a store, but I'm just not sure what its purpose is and where it comes from. Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Get your pens and papers out. Brown lamb in hot oil and large skillet.
No, one can understand what you're saying.
Brown lamb in hot oil in large skillet. Add water. Simmer, uncovered, until water has evaporated. About 20 to 25 minutes. Place meat in greased, shallow, 1-quart casserole dish or individual ramekins.
Ramekins. What are ramekins? I'll look up what. How do you spell
that? On that while I finish.
How do you spell ramekins?
R-A-M-E-K-I-N-S. Beat together eggs, yogurt, and salt. Pour over meat. Bake and preheat at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Oven 20 minutes or until golden brown. Yields 4 servings. Albanian lamb stew. And for you scientists out there, a ramekin is
a small dish for baking and serving an individual portion of food.
Yeah, ramekin.
Maybe we should have a word of the week, too.
We do. Okay, and today's word is?
Ramekin.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. It's a great episode. Like I said, it was brief. It's a holiday.
Yeah, President's Day.
And how much email did we get from last week?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Email.
We can expect improvement this week.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
We can.
Okay. Well, Rory, it's been my pleasure.
Okay.
Mine too.
Mine too.
And until next time.
This is Half Baked.
Okay.
Let's just keep talking and then we can edit this part out.
Cut. No.
No.
We had a couple parts last week we're going to edit, and they never were edited out.
No, we can just talk right now and edit it out. And if you want to grasp the recipe, then go to halfbakedpodcast.wordpress.com.